The Space Dynamics Laboratory is an affiliate lab to Utah State University and is working on a subunit of the PACE spacecraft, which NASA will launch into space in 2022. PACE stands for Plankton Aerosol Cloud Ocean Ecosystem.
The PACE mission itself is going to provide a combination of global atmospheric and an oceanic observations that can benefit our human society in areas of water resources, disaster impacts, ecological forecasting, air quality, human health. It's a pretty broad range application to benefit both environmentally as well as economically.
That's Gabe Loftus, Program Manager at the Civil Space Division at the Space Dynamics Laboratory. The scientists and engineers at the Space Dynamics Lab in North Logan are responsible for a subunit of the unmanned spacecraft that will take images of the ocean to track the growth and movement of plankton.
The Shortwave Infrared Detection Assembly, or SDA for short, which means it's primarily a lens telescope-based instrument. This will provide an unprecedented level of visualization. For example, if you think about having poor eyesight, and having to squint or just kind of seeing a fuzzy outline of an image, this will be like giving someone glasses and then a pair of high-power binoculars.
Loftus says that NASA's missions often focus on Earth science. Earth science conducted from space.
It's a multifaceted organization that's exploring the stars and the galaxies beyond ours, but also using all those skills and its unique vantage to look back down at the Earth and find ways to improve every aspect of our lives.
For Utah Public Radio, I'm Ashley Rohde.